Now we turn to Capitol Hill, where seven House members are currently under formal investigation for alleged ethics violations. Now, Congress is no stranger to ethics inquiries. Some three dozen lawmakers are currently under scrutiny by the House Ethics Committee or the Office of Congressional Ethics. But there is one thing that all of the formal investigations has in common, a thread that is raising concern about just how and why investigations are launched. All of the seven House members under formal investigation are African American, members of the Congressional Black Caucus. We wanted to know more about this, so we called Politico's John Bresnahan. He's been covering the current investigations and has reported extensively on House ethics procedures for years. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, if you'd set the stage for us, last month the Health Ethics Committee opened two formal investigations of California Democratic Representatives Maxine Waters and Laura Richardson. The committee was already investigating five other members. Is there any through line to these investigations? Are they connected in any way?
Well, five of the members are part of one formal investigation. It's looking into trips they took to the Caribbean in 2007, 2008, paid for by an organization called Crib News Foundation. And there is an allegation that they improperly, the trips were improperly paid for using corporate funds. This is one of the reforms that they Congress instituted after the Jack Abramoff scandal, saying, and earlier saying, you can't use corporate funds to pay for travel. They can be paid for by nonprofits, but it can't just be a facade. It has to actually be paid for by the nonprofit. So during these trips, there were signs that the corporations were – they were actually literally like greeting signs like welcome to the Caribbean from Exxon. So they're looking into whether the members knew or should have known the trips were paid for. Now, they're cleared by the ethics committee, but there was enough there that they could have seen it.
What's the difference between an informal investigation or inquiry and a formal investigation? As I mentioned earlier, the Washington Post reported information that apparently was not meant to be made public, that there were some three dozen members who were being, you know, looked at, as it were. So the first thing I wanted to ask is, what's the difference between an informal inquiry and a formal investigation? And why aren't those things public?
Well, the Ethics Committee, by tradition, is very secretive. It's a 10-member panel. What goes on, it's five Republicans, five Democrats. It's the only bipartisan, fully bipartisan committee in the House. Now, the chairman and ranking member of the committee, in this case, this chairwoman Zoe Lofgren and ranking member is Joe Bonner, they can begin an investigation, a review on their own authority. They can even issue subpoenas. But in order to get to an actual place where they can sanction a member or punish a member, they have to do an investigative subcommittee. To do that, the committee votes. All 10 members vote. They form a four-member investigative subcommittee, and that investigative subcommittee does its own investigation, issues a report that goes to the full committee, then votes on it. So at that point, once an investigative subcommittee starts, we know they publicly declare that they are investigating member X for Y. And before that, they can begin a review on their own, and it can be completely secret. Now, there have been some reforms. In 2008, the Congress approved something called the Office of Congressional Ethics, which was supposed to, again, this is a reaction to the Abramoff scandal, this was supposed to make the process more open. The threshold for beginning a review was lower for the Office of Congressional Ethics. So there's kind of a two-stage process. But a formal investigation where you have investigative subcommittees and you have to have a sanction or some kind of report at the end, that is, at this point, there are only seven African-American lawmakers under review. Now, there are other white lawmakers being looked at by the Justice Department and OCE, the Office of Congressional Ethics, for different things, but the only ones formally under review are black.
And why is that? And I should mention that we reached out to the Congressional Black Caucus through the current chairman, Barbara Lee, who's also of California, to see if the caucus as a group wanted to make some comment about this. They did not respond to our inquiry. So what are people saying about this? Do they feel that there's some racial through line? Is there some sense that African-American lawmakers are under some special scrutiny? Or is there some other reason why? Is it a coincidence?
I think it's partly coincidence, but I think there is – and I don't know fully the answer. I've covered ethics a long time. I've been on the Hill for 15 years. I've never seen kind of a situation like this develop. I don't believe for a second the Ethics Committee is racially biased. I mean, the chairwoman, Zoe Lofgren, is a progressive from California, and I just don't see that at all. But I do think – that the media possibly and maybe some of the watchdog groups are more willing to look at or entertain the idea of investigating African-American lawmakers. At the front end, I think it's frankly it's more on the media. Of the seven members investigation, five are involved in one investigation. And then there's, of course, Charlie Rangel, the Ways and Means Committee, who's under two separate investigations. So, I do think it's worth looking at.
That was John Bresnahan, Capitol Bureau Chief of Politico. He was here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio.